This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are so back. We're going to be joined by Aaron Nagler here in just a moment. Thank you so much for making the Pack-A-Day Radio Show part of your daily routine right here, 8 to 9 on The Fan every single morning, Monday through Friday. Reminder, we've got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11. Also, game 2 between Milwaukee and Indiana tomorrow night, night at 6, my apologies. After the game, we'll have the Milwaukee Basketball Postgame Show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and of course, on the free Odyssey app. As mentioned, it's draft week. We could not literally have draft week without being joined by Aaron Nagler of Cheesehead TV. You can find him on social media at Aaron Nagler. Aaron, thanks so much for taking the time. It's great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Happy draft week. Great to be talking with you.
It is. It feels like drafts miss. It feels like everything that we've been wanting for so long. I know you've been wanting this to, you know, maybe be over with like, you know, 2 months ago now, but we're here. It's finally draft week. And I know you're just as excited as I am.
I am, and I tell you what, you know, for all the stuff I do say about how long and drawn out this process is, once you get to draft week, whenever it is, that's pure excitement. Like, you can't, even a cynic, old broken-down cynic like myself, I'm going to get caught up. I'm very excited. Right when I get done talking to you, I'm driving up to Green Bay from Appleton and locking in for the week. I'm very, very excited.
I'm excited for all the stuff I know you're going to be putting out over on Cheesehead TV. As you mentioned, there is that palpable excitement in the air, not just obviously in Green Bay. It's extra this year because it's being held in Green Bay, but this is a beautiful time of year on the NFL calendar in general. What just kind of excites you most about this week? What are you most just, you know, is it being held in Green Bay? Is it to see who that first pick is? Like, what are you most excited for at this point?
I mean, it's funny because it is so different because it is here in Wisconsin, but it's pretty much the same as it is every year. That's getting to welcome in X number of new members of the Green Bay Packers. That may sound a bit, you know, cliche, but I love every single season, not only the selection process and finding out who is going to be joining the team, but then it builds new anticipation to getting to training camp and seeing these guys on the practice field and putting the pads on and going up against NFL competition. It's why I try not to get too attached during the draft process, because you fall in love with all these great, talented prospects, all this upside, and then the majority of them end up going to other places. So now being able to really narrow it down and find out, yep, that's the newest member of the Green Bay Packers, to me, that's the most exciting aspect of this weekend.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. There's so many aspects of it, you know, kind of seeing again where all these different players go to, what kind of fits they have with their teams, but there's nothing quite like, all right, we've watched so many of these players throughout the draft process, and now you just get to go and be like, all right, these are the 8-9 players that we sort of get to unwrap and see what they're going to be able to bring to Green Bay, and then obviously being able to follow their careers. It's a really fun process, and I'm really looking forward to it. I know you are as well. As Green Bay is hosting this draft, I know you said you're heading down there today, but what are your expectations for Green Bay actually hosting it, how they're going to be able to pull this off, and what you think this experience is going to be like with the NFL, you know, being this huge event in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, I know the talking points from the team and the league have kind of, I don't know, somewhat morphed into, look, it's going to be a driving draft because of the fact that they don't have the hotel capacity that you would in a major metropolitan area. You know, the expectation is people are going to be coming in and out, much like on game days. Of course, the attendance is looking to be something like 3 times the amount of people descending on Lambeau as there would be on a game day. And then that's happening, what, 3 days in a row? So that whole aspect of it, I think most folks are very curious to see how it plays out. And then the other obvious wild card here is the weather. At the moment, it's slated, it looks like it's going to rain on Thursday. Now, is it going to rain at night during the day? I don't know, but I know there's a front coming through. So I have a little doubt they have prepared for that, but that obviously will, you know, make things a little different. I think most fans will embrace it. It'll still be fun, no different than if it rains on a game day. But You know, there's several wild cards that no matter how prepared the city, the state, the league, no matter how buttoned up they are, I think there's plenty of things that are going to just be up in the air that no one really knows how it's going to unfold. And I think that makes it even more exciting. I really do. I think that kind of unknown makes it unique in a way that it could only be unique in Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. According to the weather.com app, Thursday right now, cloudy with occasional rain showers, low of 46, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of rain 50%. That is on Thursday. Friday looks like a little bit rain during the day, but it looks like by night it is supposed to clear up and just have some clouds. And then Saturday looks nice and sunny. So we'll see what we get, but it's going to be a little bit of a crapshoot, certainly on Thursday, whether or not they actually get that rain on Thursday night. We're being joined by Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV. You can find him on social media at Aaron Nagler. What people really tune in for is you and I talking weather, Aaron. That's what that's what the people want. All right, let's talk about some actual prospects here. I know that you know, you love to put your Brian Gutekunst hat on. So let me ask you this. If you were Brian Gutekunst, how would you go about attacking this draft?
I mean, it's interesting because the areas of need line up pretty well as far as the depth in this draft. As you know, we've talked a lot about the depth at defensive tackle. Well, that's an area they certainly need to address. Edge rusher. Maybe not the depth, but certainly talent is there, and that is a spot they will undoubtedly address. And then cornerback is always a need. We talked about it the other day at the Timber Rattlers game. You can never have enough. You're never set at cornerback. And this class in particular is really interesting because I do think because so many of the premier guys are coming off injuries, we're going to see them go probably a little later than you would if they were right as rain, and that should help push them down later part of the rounds. I think Brian will have a pick or two that kind of goes that route. But there's little doubt that when he's looking at this class and what he needs to accomplish, I know the kind of prevailing narrative outside the building has been, well, they need immediate contributors. And I think, yeah, that's probably true to a point. They're certainly at a point where the moniker of being the youngest team in the league, that's all well and good, but they need guys who can come in and hit the ground running, so to speak. I don't think he strays too far from his normal routine, his regular MO. But I do think if there's, you know, a moment where push is coming to shove in the draft room and you're trying to decide between two guys, much like we saw last year where he had almost every guy was a captain of his team, right? That was kind of the theme. I think the theme this year is going to be guys who are ready to step in and contribute. You know, maybe not be full-time starters right out of the gate. I think that's a pretty unrealistic expectation across the board. But I do think these are going to be guys that at the end of the draft, you'll look back and you'll say, oh, yeah, most of these guys will be expected to be at least in the mix from day one.
Yeah, we hear them talk about competition all the time. It's one of their key buzzwords that they really want. They want competition at every position. Well, if a guy's going to take 2 to 3 years to develop, they're not much competition at that point. I think that's going to continue to be a trend. Not to say that they won't, you know, take some of these, you know, traitsy type prospects that could, you know, be bigger players down the line.
Know, there's going to be at least one pick that where we're all scratching our heads. That happens every year. So I look forward.
It's usually third round. Third round's where they get a little frisky, where they're like, you know what, we this is house money at this point. We can do whatever we want. And they usually take somebody that maybe everyone's expecting.
Tyron Hopper is on this team. Yes, exactly.
That's usually where that happens. But we'll see. We'll see what they end up doing this year. That's, again, the huge fun of it. Again, we're being joined by Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV. You can find him on social media at Aaron Nagler. If you, you know, as you kind of look at this, if I told you right now, stay put, trade up, trade down, what is your, you know, the most likely for Brian Gutekunst to do at pick 23?
I think he tries to trade down, not maybe, you know, out of the first round, but I do think he'll try to drop down, accumulate a pick or two, and, you know, get what I would suspect is a player that's probably just as good as the one he would have got at 23. I think, you know, once, and this is, you know, not rocket science, but after you get out of that first tier, you know, the guys who are clear-cut first round, have clear-cut first round grades, you know, the talent level really kind of flattens out as far as the pick at 23 and the pick at 30 is not going to be much different than the picks between like 48 and 57. It makes sense to try and drop down. Now, you need a dance partner. And you don't just automatically press a button and say, okay, we're trading down. So we'll see. I think he'll make those calls. But if I were to guess, I would suspect he stays put. I don't, you know, that maybe Kansas City tries to jump up, something along those lines. But again, I think it takes a partner who's willing to pay what they need. And I do suspect he stays put and just makes the pick, especially because, and I know there's been a lot of talk about, the potential to jump up. It seems like every year people, this is the year. I feel it. He's jumping up. And he has done that in the past. But I do think in the past he's had a lot more picks to work with. And I know he can maneuver the board and he can get more picks later on. But I think with only 8 selections heading into Thursday night, the temptation just, to stick and just make the pick will be great.
Over under 8.5 draft picks for Brian Gutekunst in this draft.
I'm going to say over, but only because he accumulates a bunch of day 3 picks. That's my suspicion.
Yeah, think so too. We know he's going to want those picks. He even had the wry smile when asked about it.
He can't resist, exactly.
For now, he said. So yeah, we'll see what happens there as well. Again, being joined by Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV. They've got a ton of stuff going on over at Cheesehead TV this week. Make sure to check out the YouTube page as well. You can find him on social media at Aaron Nagler, aptly named. All right, we talked about maybe some of those surprises that, again, Goody and company maybe can't help themselves, whether it's a trade for a veteran, whether it's a Jair trade, whether it's a shocking draft pick. If there's some sort of surprise coming around the bend here for Green Bay, what could you see being that surprise during this draft?
A surprise would be a trade of Jair. Not because they're not trying. Obviously, they are. I just think, and I'm sure you've gotten this a lot, questions on social media or your YouTube chats or whatever, because I've gotten it a lot, the idea that, they're going to trade Jair during the draft. And look, that's a great idea, but I have a real hard time imagining another team trading for Jair without a physical. Because remember, he is coming off an injury. I know, everyone's, we should keep him. He's so good when he's on the field. He is, but he's rarely on the field. And he is coming off injury yet again. And a team taking on that salary, without getting him in their door and getting a physical would be a big surprise to me. So you're talking about what would, that is probably the one thing, because the Packers trading for a player, it would be unusual, not something they do often, but it wouldn't surprise me, especially given where they are in their program. Like we were talking about trying to, really get guys who can contribute right away and take them to that next step, that next level. That wouldn't surprise me. But a trade of Jair, that would be very surprising.
Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world, at least for a draft pick this year, because again, then it makes it tougher to sort of rescind the trade, right? So maybe just a happenstance that a team doesn't get a corner in the first couple of days and they're like, all right, we'll trade for Jair, but maybe it's a future draft pick where it's still contingent upon the past physical or something like that. But yeah, for an actual draft pick this year, unless it gets done early this week, I think it's going to be tough to try to sort of consummate that during the draft and actually get a pick during this draft. All right, do you want to do the good news or the bad news first?
Get the bad news out of the way always.
Let's get the bad. All right, so what is your nightmare scenario for the Packers as they pick at 23, your guys on the board, they trade out of it or take somebody that you don't want? What is the true nightmare scenario in round one for Green Bay?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. They take Shamar Stewart at 23, a player who I love, but then I know I gotta spend the next 6 months listening to Packers fans who are all in on the draft, and all they're going to do is complain about his lack of production in the college game. I don't care what anyone does in the college game. This whole thing is about projection, about what he's going to do in the NFL against NFL competition. Can we wait, please, until he steps on an NFL football field before we condemn the young man? You talk about a nightmare scenario. I would love the player. I'd love the selection. But I know all the attendant nonsense that's going to come with that kind of pick is going to drive me insane.
That's a totally fair answer. I think you're 100% correct. He's probably the most polarizing player at pick 23 for Green Bay that I see, like you said, in the chats and the message boards, everything like that. So yes, I think that is going to be a very polarizing pick if it does happen. I would love it. I'm right there with you. I'd love the pick himself, but there's definitely going to be a lot of conversation surrounding it if he does end up being the pick. On the flip side, let me know which player I can stop studying in the draft. Give me your dream draft pick, because I know it never happens this way. So who is your dream draft pick that will, of course, now never be a Green Bay Packer?
Will never, ever happen. Well, it's funny. It's a second rounder, actually. I mean, the first round, I legit, because it's so funny, Andy, they could go any number of ways. All the needs we were talking about earlier, any one of those. I would not be surprised, wouldn't be disappointed. But there's a guy slated to go in the second round that I've been talking about a lot. I'm sure you already know. It's Jaden Higgins, the wide receiver out of Iowa State. That's my dream. I think he is born to be a Packers receiver. I think he would come in and absolutely be able to do exactly what we're talking about. contribute right away as a guy on the perimeter, he would be an absolutely perfect addition, which, as you pointed out, means that it will never happen.
I think there's a chance you get this one. You know, you actually might get to unwrap this present this year. We'll see. Like,
we'll
he
see.
Fits
we'll
everything. I do think, like, you know, sometimes where you can kind of read the tea leaves with, like, who they bring in, who they don't bring in. I actually think them not bringing in Jaden Higgins is a good sign this year, where, like, right. I think they're trying to, like, maybe disguise a little bit more because everyone knows he's exactly their type. But, like, no, we're not super interested in Jaden Higgins. And
Everyone knows they don't need to bring him in because he is, like, a prototype for everything
yes.
they love at the position. So,
very
yeah, you're right
so.
About that.
So we'll see. Maybe he ends up being the pick. All right, as we get you out of here, Aaron, I know you're extremely busy this week, but I've been asking everyone for the past couple weeks their official prediction for the pick. We've got, I think, 8 or 9 in the books, and we've only had one player double up in the first round so far. I think it just goes to show you how unpredictable this draft may be. But at pick 23, or at least in the first round, your official prediction for the Packers pick?
Kenneth Grant out of Michigan. I do think they'll have a couple of different avenues they could go. I think there's, you know, people are talking about wide receiver in the first round for the first time since 2002. I don't see that happening, especially with this class. I know edge rushers will probably be gone. Most of the, you know, guys that they're interested in are probably going to go off the board right before they pick. That's my suspicion anyway. I think Kenneth Grant, there's a decent chance he gets to 23. They pull the trigger. They get ready for the transition along the interior of their defense. Got to think this is most likely Kenny Clark's last year in Green Bay. Oftentimes, if you want to find out what the Packers are going to do in the draft, you look at the contract situation the upcoming year and years. I do think that, you know, the echo of Ted Thompson forever is the good Lord only made so many regarding athletic big men, and he certainly fits the bill. I would love that pick. I think he'd come in and help them at nose, do a lot of what T.J. Slayton gave them last year, while kind of almost understudying, you know, under Kenny Clark for a season and then taking over full time next year. I think that's going to be the pick. I hope that's the pick. I would love it. That'd be a home run.
Yeah, he'd be a really fun player along that defensive line. I would be all for that freaky dude at 330-some pounds. Like, he would definitely be a game changer along that defensive front. Our 10th prediction, our 9th different player that has been predicted to Green Bay
Amazing.
At pick 23. Again, just showing you how unpredictable this draft may end up being for the Packers. Aaron, I cannot thank you enough. I know you've got a ton going on this week over at Cheesehead TV. You're doing some in-person stuff as well. What do you got cooking this week that you're going to be doing covering all things NFL draft?
Absolutely. I'm going, you know, daily chats every day. I'm going to be at Goody's Presser today. We do have a meetup downtown Green Bay on Wednesday night at Stage 1. If you're in the area, come on by. It's totally free. Starts at 8. And then earlier that afternoon at 1 o'clock at the mall in Ashwaubenon, we're doing a mock draft. We're doing some beer tasting. It's going to be a lot of fun. People can stop by there, hang out. And then this is true, Andy. On Saturday, I'm going to join the band Hang 10. Downtown Green Bay. There's a big draft concert. I'm coming up to sing a song. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time.
That is fantastic. Can we just fast forward to you singing with Hang 10? Like, who needs the draft at this point? That's going to be incredible. No, I will see you obviously at the mall event. I will see you today at Goody's press conference. Looking forward to both of those things, but I know you're covering all things Packers draft over on Cheesehead TV as well. Everyone make sure to go check it out. Aaron, I cannot thank you enough for the time. Enjoy draft week and we'll talk soon.
Back at you, Andy. See you later today.
I appreciate it, man. That is Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV. Make sure you're checking out everything over at CheeseheadTV.com as well as over on their YouTube channel. Follow Aaron at Aaron Nagler. This is the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We'll be right back finishing up our show right after this.